This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Ons gaan Vrystaat toe. Johnny Lowe, altyd lekker om saam te kuier. Ons het ook 'n bietjie Johnny Lowe in ons lewens nodig vandag. Hoe gaan dit?
Good in you, my brother.
not too bad, Johnny, not too bad, but better now for hearing your voice. What's life like in the Free State? Counting the sleeps till you come home for Christmas?
My brother, I'm flying out on Saturday morning, so it's go slow. This time of the year, it's a full-time operation on the farm, because we have to feed a nation. So there's no rest. I'm sitting here in the training room with a beautiful girl called Hester.
Okay.
And Hester started here a year or so ago, and as a contract worker, and she got in, and now she's a permanent worker, and I'm so proud of her.
Well done,
my
Hester.
Little daughter, and yeah, Hester is just, she makes me so proud, and she's one of the products of Morrison, because we really want to give people opportunities, and she grabbed the opportunity and she made it her own. So today I'm just giving her a little hug over the radio, you know, so that she sits here and there's tears flowing down her eyes.
Oh.
But it's real, my brother. Life is real, you know, and you don't know where, around what corner there will be a new start. And it says help of Jesus is on its way. It's always on its way. It will arrive tomorrow morning. It will arrive in the middle of the night. It will arrive by other people. It will arrive. But the help of Jesus is always on the way. And especially this time of year, people are, you know, they are tired. And it's been a long year, my brother. Mm-hmm. And every time, this time of the year, it's the same thing that, herald itself, you know, it repeats itself
right.
Every year. And there's something that I heard this week, and I went into the Bible to just to look at it. And I want to read you know the fruits of the Spirit that we've talked about a lot. And it's in Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. And then it says patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
That's right.
And at a certain stage, I realize when you look at the fruits of the Spirit in your own book, you see, do I qualify? Do I qualify over? Do I qualify for the fruits of the Spirit? And then all of a sudden, the Lord said to me, Johnny, read it from the back, from the last one to the front. And then all of a sudden, I realized that the bottom three, self-control, gentleness, and faithfulness, is what we have to do.
Yes.
Me and Hester and you people have to be self-controlled. We have to be gentle, right? And we have to practice faithfulness. This is our responsibility. It's not something that it's hanging in the air. Self-control will just come to you. It's something that you have to engage in. You have to practice it to be it. And then you go to goodness, kindness, and patience is something that you've got to practice with other people. So if you practice self-control, gentleness, and faithfulness, you can practice it with people, and you take your brother next to you, and then you practice goodness, kindness, and patience. Mm. And the Lord says, my son, if you do that and you work that fruits, I, from heaven, will give you chotzo, peace, and I will give you joy, and I will give you love.
Mm.
It's the three things that everybody's searching for. Love, joy, and peace. Everybody wants laratu, love and joy and chotzo, peace.
Yeah.
But it's the peace, the love, and the joy that we search for so that it can fuel the spirit inside of us to reach out to our closest human beings around us, to give them patience and kindness and goodness. It's because God says you have to start with self-control, gentleness, and faithfulness. And God says, upon that, I will give you the grace and the gift of the Spirit. That fruit will be in your life. But something you've got to do, something you've got to practice on other people, and then God is faithful that he will give us the peace and the joy and the love that we so long for. And I think South Africa is bankrupt of peace,
yeah,
and joy and love. So this is my story today. Go and practice it. Say, Lord, give me your spirit. Give me that fruits, my Father. Help me to be disciplined, to engage with it in myself, and then onto my closest human beings. And then, Father, bless me with the fruits from heaven, so that I can be a fruit of your spirit in my workplace. To live your ministry in your workplace is your calling. To understand people, to look through the information and to ask the real questions, to help people understand God, themselves, and other people better. That is our ministry. It's the ministry of reconciliation. To reconcile people with themselves, to reconcile people with God. And this is the time just before Christmas. Everybody's thinking about the presents. Everybody's counting. Do I have enough money? Do I have, we are counting problems. We are counting the days. We are counting everything. But Brady, we are not counting our blessings.
Mm.
We are not counting the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Yesterday was my birthday.
Yes.
And my friend, I was so blessed. My cell phone went off like a Christmas tree. At a certain time, there were messages from people I forgot about. And I just realized that I'm loved.
Yeah.
There's so many people that loves me. I've got everything to live for. And now I don't want to count money. I don't want to count problems. I don't want to count the days to get to Christmas to receive a gift. I want to count my blessings, the opportunities, the wonderful people that I can serve, the wonderful King that I can serve, the one who died for us, the one who gave us the opportunity to have the fruits of the Spirit inside of us. And I just want to bless the listeners this morning by saying, look at yourself, be faithful, and practice what God has given us out of His Spirit, and then practice it on the people next to you so that the gates of heaven can be opened with love, joy, and peace. And that blessing on this first week in December.
Oh, we love that. Thank you, Johnny. Just before you go, Daar het gister 'n boodskap ingekom. Ek deel dit want jy kon gister nog nie gehoor het nie want jy was nie hier nie. Maar iemand het vir jou 'n boodskap gestuur op ons WhatsApp lyn want en dan sê baie baie geluk met jou verjaarsdag Johnny, dit was nou gister. Dankie vir jou gesels met ons op Woensdag waarmee die Here ons harte op 'n besondere manier aanraak. Ek bid die Here se seën oor jou in oorvloed en dit kom van Tannie Tinka af. Sy is 'n luisteraar daar in Robertson spesiaal vir jou gister deurgestuur vir jou verjaarsdag. So it's from her and from all of us. Just bless you Johnny and hope you had a wonderful day yesterday and thanks for sharing your joy.
I'm famous.
Hey.
I'm famous.
Johnny
I'm famous. Ready? I'm famous.
It must be Johnny.
My brother, just thank you so much. Thank you for all the blessings. Thank you for people phoning and Facebook and Facebook and Snacebook and it's TikTok and MikTok and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to say thank you so much. I feel so blessed. And thank you for the platform, my brother, that God has created with you guys and what you are also doing, my brother, and for your diligence and your perseverance that you push through. And I know it's not easy, my brother, but you're always there, you're always friendly, and the fruits of the Spirit is on our radio wave. So I bless you too, my brother.
Ah, Johnny, we love that. Travel safe. Look forward to having you close by here in the Cape. And say for Esther. Hey, Esther, well done, sister. And be blessed and you take care as well. And give her a hug there from us, Johnny, especially for Esther.
I will give a hug from you, my brother, and from everybody there. But from the development office here at Morrison, from me and Esther, out.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.